Scene 6.
Yeah.
From the bowels of the building she came. Black two-piece suit. Astrakhan collar. White blouse. Platinum hair. Spiked heels on the courtroom floor. Stage whisper up in the gallery. Blonde tart.
Ruth Ellis, you are charged that on the 10th of April last, you murdered David Moffat Drummond Blakely. How say you? Are you guilty or not guilty?
Her plea follows legal advice.
Not guilty.
The jury, 2 women, 10 men.
Members of the jury, you will approach this case without any thought of sympathy either for the man.
He was a very likeable person, Your Honour.
Or the accused, who is a young woman, you must think treated badly by the deceased.
I got very attached to him.
You will arrive at the verdict fearlessly.
He only hit me with his hands and fists, but I bruised very easily.
Without any thought of the consequence, one way or another.
We had a fight a few days previously. I don't know whether that caused the miscarriage, but he did thump me in the tummy.
Ellis?
Inspector?
What man? Which club?
I don't recall.
What did he look like?
Ordinary.
Ordinary?
Average. You know.
Chignon.
Hollywood.
Ellis!
I've nothing to say.
In this case, 6 shots were fired by a Smith and Wesson revolver.
You give him a loan?
A lethal weapon.
He gives you a gun?
3 or 4 shots were fired into the body.
For what purpose?
1 was fired at extremely close range.
Ellis!
Security. For the loan.
What's wrong with a wristwatch?
He gave it to me, so I took it. That's all.
Doris Judd's been to see me. She's given a statement. She says, on the record, if you'd had a gun, she'd have known.
How?
If you were satisfied...
She helped you to pack when you left. From the court. The little.
She's not privy to all my secrets.
There's more.
If you were satisfied that Miss Ellis intentionally fired the shot...
Cousin.
Then that would amount to a verdict of guilty of murder.
Desmond Cusson.
If you are left in reasonable doubt whether, at the time she fired those shots, she intended to kill or do grievous bodily harm.
When did he last come to see you?
You will find her guilty.
Has he been in since the trial?
Of manslaughter.
He's found it all rather difficult.
I'll say. He was white as a sheet in the witness box.
Wouldn't you be?
Not if my conscience was clear.
Desmond's a gentleman.
And what does that mean?
Well, if you don't know by now.
Mrs. Ellis.
Yes?
When you went to Hampstead with that gun in your bag, what was your intention?
It was obvious.
Ellis, listen to me.
It was obvious that when I shot him, I intended to kill him.
No further questions.
Cusson gave you that gun on the Easter weekend.
No further questions.
He gave you the gun and he drove you to Hampstead.
That's not true. I rode in a taxi.
So why hasn't the taxi driver come forward? Nice looking blonde in the back.
Not all men are like you.
Not all fairs are famous.
I wasn't that night. I was no one.
Talk about the glamorous life of a mannequin.
The revolver was stripped down and oiled. Who did that for you, Mrs. Ellis?
I'm guilty. I'm rather...
Who?
Members of the jury, if you are satisfied that at the time she fired those shots, she had the intention of killing or doing grievous bodily harm, then your duty is to find her guilty of willful murder.
I was just...
Just?
I was just very upset.
I know, dear. I know.
Mrs. Ellis, we've got our conviction. I shouldn't even be here.
Then go home to your wife.
I don't have a wife.
Well, go out and get laid. I know girls.
I know girls. And I know when they're lying.
Inspector, I'm terribly tired.
Easter Sunday.
Please, if you don't mind.
You went out with Desmond and Andy.
No more.
Where to?
London Zoo.
You came home?
Depressed. Sad flamingos. Can't stand them.
You came home with Cusson?
And asked him to go. Put Andy to bed. I hadn't slept 2 nights straight and... What time will they come for me, sir? Tomorrow?
I can't discuss that.
But no one else will.
9 o'clock, sharp.
Who'll be present?
The governor, the doctor, the nurse, 2 warders.
My particular warders.
The prison chaplain.
And it's Mr. Pierpoint, I presume. I read about him in the News of the World when, what's his name, Bentley was done.
It is.
How far will he take me, Inspector? Is it a very long walk?
The wardrobe? They'll move it. Behind, there's a door which they'll open and...
Oh.
You're 28 years old, Mrs. Ellis.
How long will it take?
9 seconds, they tell me, that's all.
1, 2, 3. No worse than having a tooth out.
You're a mother.
They'll bury me here, I suppose. No headstone, that's fine. Morbid things, if you ask me, aren't they?
Your son is 10 years old.
Yes, and he's very well cared for. He boards at an excellent school.
Who pays the fees?
That's my business.
Is it? You've brokered a deal?
No.
Look after the boy and I'll look after you.
You make me sound very mysterious.
I think it's perfectly clear.
And I've told you it's not your concern.
I spoke to him.
Desmond?
Andy.
You had no right.
He says he did spend the day at the zoo. On his own.
When did you speak to him? How?
And that night he remembers you went out in black. So does your housekeeper. Black two-piece suit. When we brought you in, you wore grey.
He's wrong.
We raised our children to tell us the truth.
The truth.
It could bring a reprieve, even now.
The truth is, I'd get life. 25 years to wither and rot, to go dried up and bitter and sour. To lie in a single bed thinking of...
Freedom, eventually.
Freedom, yes. 4 in the morning, out of our minds, the way they say opium feels, or heaven. We had it, see, David and I. For a few moments, at least.
Ellis, 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 Ellis.
There's hundreds out there, thousands more in cities and towns.
I don't want a white knight to save me, Inspector.
I swear, that's the last thing I am.
Still.
What?
You've done all right for yourself, getting so high in the ranks.
I'm like you. I've worked hard, that's all.
Ellis, 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 Ellis.
South London boy.
Brixton.
Done well to get out of there too.
Thank the army for that.
Active service.
Oh yes.
I had a wonderful war. Danced every night.
Well, that's what we fought for.
I met a GI from Quebec. Claire Andrea McCallum. He bought me carnations. Gave me a son. Said, we'll marry for sure, ma'am. Turned out he already was.
Not a war hero, then?
No, sir.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. Can't waltz through life forever, can you?
What?
While I'm still flesh and blood?
Ruth.
Jack. For the record, Inspector. That's all.
Ruth Ellis, you have been advised to tell the whole truth in regard to the circumstances leading up to the killing of David Blakely.
And it's only with the greatest reluctance I have decided to tell how it was that I got the gun with which I shot him.
In your own words.
I didn't do so before because I felt that it was needlessly getting someone into possible trouble.
Go on.
I'd been drinking Pernod. P-E-R-N-O-D. I think that's how it's spelt. In Desmond Cusson's flat. He'd been drinking too. This was about 8:30 p.m. We'd been drinking for some time. I'd been telling Desmond about Blakely's treatment of me. I was in a terribly depressed state.
And then?
All I remember is Desmond gave me a loaded gun. He was jealous of David, as in fact David was of him. I'd say they hated each other, but I was in such a dazed state, I can't remember what was said. I rushed out as soon as he gave me the gun. He stayed in the flat. I rushed back after a second or two and said, will you drive me to Hampstead? He did so and left me at the top of Tanzer Road.
And the gun? Had you seen it before?
The only gun I'd ever seen there was a small air pistol used as a game with a target.
Is there anything more you wish to say?
No, sir. That's all.
Justice for Ellis.
Justice for Ellis.
Oh, my God. I am heartily sorry for having offended thee.
Method, analysis, logic.
And I detest all my sins because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell.
Method, analysis, logic.
but most of all because they offend thee, my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love.
The statement was typed up and signed.
I firmly resolve.
It went straight to the Home Office.
With the help of thy grace.
We went to find Cusson.
To confess my sins.
He'd had a tip-off and fled.
To do penance.
There was a national petition.
And to amend my life, thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
Newspapers calling for mercy.
His mercy endures forever.
Wasn't enough.
Justice for Ellis. Justice for Ellis. Ellis.
I won't be needing these anymore.